Ty Funny presents one funny ass Sunday comedy show. Sunday, November 27th, 6 to 8 p.m. Doors open at 5. It's all going down at McGoobie's Joke House. And you know, Ty Funny is bringing out the best. Starring Jordan Rock from HBO, Netflix, and Hulu.
I'm looking at each and every one of you like, are you Will Smith? You know, like, I don't... This is the town. This is the town where they smack niggas for jokes.
Featuring Moneybag Mafia.
But they got 4 donuts on it. They're going to have to put a boot on the 5th wheel. Come get your shit. Don't forget to tip about that.
And it's all hosted by Cool Man. Advance tickets $30, $40 at the door. It's all happening at McGoobie's Joke House, 9603 Dorico Road in Timonium, Maryland. November 27th, 6 to 8 p.m. Doors open at 5. So please, I beg you, make sure your ass is on time. Get your tickets today at OFAS.eventbrite.com. Ty Funny presents one funny ass Sunday comedy show. Be there or hear about it.
Hey, yeah, bro, I don't know what happened, yo. That's why I gotta get a new iPhone. I'm over here with the iPhone 6 talking shit about other people's phones. What's baby girl name?
Dallas.
Dallas? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Hey, the fam is back.
Because I'm in Dallas. I was like, yo, are you joking? Are you serious?
Oh, no, that's her name, Dallas.
That's cute.
Thank you.
All right, so Dave, what was your ending? You're doing doubt or regret?
Okay, I would say regret. It depends. If you mean
you're
regret,
choosing,
like,
you're choosing regret though. That's your choice.
I only if it's the type that's, I don't mean like on my deathbed, but like I wish I would have did something. I mean like, oh, I regret doing that, but now I can go back and fix it.
So we're choosing between doubt or regret.
And regret.
Yeah,
because I think doubt paralyzes you from even making moves. But I'd rather doubt.
I'd rather doubt too, and he keeps saying regret. And I mean, I understand.
I don't want to regret nothing. I'd rather have that doubt creep in early, but me still do it.
Me too.
But I feel like that's far more on the faith. If you still feel like you can do it somehow, like what she was saying was like, imagine if you don't know how you can get something done, or if you can, but you still think you can. That's like faith.
Right, but exactly. But how many times do we doubt something? We doubt more than we regret anything. We mostly doubt. So we can sit here, all three of us want to make it, right? All three of us want to have something. But if we focus, we might have a little bit of doubt, but we focus on the faith. But it doesn't stop the doubt from coming.
If I'm shooting my shot, I'm keeping shooting my shot.
All right, well, I'll go with doubt then. I'll go with doubt.
No, don't try to change the Kobe.
No, because
I'm taking
Kobe. No, I was saying, because when I think of doubt without faith, I think of it being something that paralyzes you.
You look like a tall person that can't play basketball.
No, I could play. I made the team.
Okay, that's because you're 6'3".
But did you start though? Did you
didn't start? Right. You 6'9"?
No. I played on the teams I played on. Niggas went D1.
Oh, all right.
But did you go D1?
I did not go
D1. Hell no, obviously.
He had other dreams, Ty. He had other dreams. He said he wanted to be a comedian, so he put his ball, you know, to the side, right?
Bree, I feel like I see where Ty.
I think he made it.
That was so not appreciated. But no, I played with niggas that dumb. I was that nigga that most niggas would have got transferred to been a star somewhere else.
I played against Tavon Austin. He shook the shit out of me. I knew he was going. I got shit. I'm like, yeah, he going to the league.
That's what I'm saying. I played with niggas that, yeah, I was like, they might go to the league.
Yeah, he shook the shit out the whole team. I was like, yeah, he going.
I'm gonna figure this time.
He played for the Rams.
The position I played for, both the niggas that played in position was prep player of the week before.
Yeah.
You gotta be nice as shit to be playing.
That was fun. I played football. They ain't had me at my right position though. That's what niggas say when they was bums for real.
What they had you feet on?
Right. They had basically not they tried to put position. Me out there. Hey, yo, they had me out there on defense. I ain't playing no defense. I'm out here to run, coach.
And I think you were smaller than you are now.
Yo, I was little. No, I was like 155. I actually was bigger. That's what
in
I
in high school?
Yeah, when I was weight training. Because I was weight training. Now I was like, what right. am I lifting weights for?
You one of them niggas that was big in high school. That's the craziest shit I ever heard. Yeah. Anybody I know that was bigger in high school paralyzed me.
Paralyzed?
Yeah, you know, getting the low-ass legs. But before that, yeah, he was bigger. Like, most niggas got... Oh, they do cocaine. Like, Frank Nitti probably, his...
Yeah, he looked like he played football. He looked like he played football.
Yeah, Frank probably played football. With that lisp. Damn,
I was fast. I was fast, y'all. I was mad about my football career. But I was a good swimmer, though, so...
Football is hard because it don't matter what you position you think you play. It's up to the coach, and they will always pick the worst positions to put you in. Like, they will put you... Like, you literally could have been D1 if you played one position, and they had you playing something, but you never play that.
And I was playing cornerback. Just because I was fast.
You'll get a scholarship for a position and still don't play it. Nigga get a scholarship for being a running back and then get there and play defensive back for 4 years. You're like, nigga. Yep. Basketball, different. Only thing that hurts you is height.
Yo, I'm tired of jabs, man.
What?
I'm 5'7", man. I was talking to this girl earlier. She gonna text me, what's up, little shorty? I said, yo, you not about to start this conversation like this, bitch.
That's funny as shit.
Hey, yo. And sometimes you do got fun niggas. Like, sometimes you're like,
what?
What's up, little nigga? Like, you feel what I'm saying? Sometimes y'all do get fun. I get it.
That's why y'all like getting choked. Nah,
Low key. We got to see how strong y'all are. It's almost like thumb wrestling.
Like thumb wrestling. That's funny as shit because I have no idea how that correlates, but that's funny as shit.
It is because you're not really choking them. You're just kind of pressing down on the pressure point. And hey, it's not supposed to simulate it. Not
exactly.
Really
like, y'all not really trying to choke us. Y'all just trying to, like, you know, enough for us to be like, and y'all just like that sound. You feel me? And that's all we want to say, too. We don't really want to be like, nigga, I'm fucking choking. Like, we don't want that.
But yeah, it's poop? Like, yo, huh? Are you constipated? Like, why your farts smell like a poop pamper?
Oh, he with the baby.
Yeah, because he's a stay-at-home dad, though. Like. I couldn't
shout
do that shit.
Shout out to the stay-at-home dads, though. Like, come on now. Dave, you make it seem cool, you know?
Well, I'm just
the same stress.
You're nice. Yeah, you're real nice.
I hate to use the word stay-at-home. It's just I work night and she work day.
Right.
Everything I do is at night.
So you see your daughter every single day?
You motherfucking right.
Amazing. That's making it work though. Cause you could have been a fucking sorry ass father and be just like, no, I'm not fucking doing that. You know I work nights. Like, you know I'm gonna be tired. You could have gave excuses. But you said
I like how women give all niggas one voice.
That's your voice. And that's the speed that it goes. Like, no.
The only time y'all give us a good voice is when we say what y'all want us to say. Then you get a nice and
let me hear the
voice.
Let me hear it.
I got
it. He was like, yeah, babe, whatever you need to take care of, I got you. But when I don't know who Sharon is.
Right, it is slow. Or when niggas be like, I don't want a relationship. It get real slow.
Yeah.
That's a slow voice. Yeah.
When but a nice one you is. Like, the nigga talk perky and shit.
He be so perky. Well, if he talking nasty, it's real like, yes, I mean, what's up? Like, it's that. And you know, that's the one that's getting.
Dang, you open my coochie one. Wet.
Yeah, we love that voice.
Wow. I be trying to sound sexy on purpose. I can't.
Yo, because you're always making a joke, yo.
I can make a joke sound sexy.
No, yo. It's not a sentence that come out your mouth that is not a motherfucking funny. It was supposed to be funny.
You said to me in the past, right? You said you don't feel like just because a woman laughs, you can get drawers off her. Do you feel that way, Dave? Do you feel like if you make a woman laugh, you can fuck her?
And not automatically, but I do feel like
it's a good sign.
It enhances much. It give me a better chance than not.
You get at least talk to her. That's not
only
a conversation.
Because It ain't because of how funny I am. I've noticed that when y'all kind of funny too. So that's why you talk to me sometimes, because it's like, sometimes you might just laugh at me because you find me funny. But I've seen girls not laugh at not funny shit because they was attracted to the nigga. But I'm going to tell you the laugh. The laugh is hella tonguey.
It's tonguey?
Yeah, the laugh be tonguey. That's when I know.
All right, take me into your world. What you mean by that?
I see a lot of tongue in the laugh. That's when I know. Laugh is hella, yeah, the laugh be hella tonguey.
All right, you see that? You see a lot of tongue when bitches laugh at your jokes? I don't know, this sounds real pussy valley right now. I'm not even, it sounds real P-Valley. I don't know what's going on when that shit gets tongue. He out there sticking his tongue out behind the phone, Dave.
Oh my god, Dave.
I'm about to lose a bitch right now. You ever know you about to lose a bitch? This is how
Why
I know.
Why could you talk about her?
No, she just asked how old my daughter is. When I tell her, she gonna stop talking to me.
Yeah, immediately.
Cause she thinks you still fucking with your baby mother.
Right.
4 months. That's like, oh, they still fucking. Mm-hmm. That's giving. They still fucking.
No, we ain't fucked since I got her pregnant, but once.
Man, that's her. I don't like pregnant.
Was it a recent once? Cause that's what a bitch like me would want to know. Was it a recent once? Once.
It's before it's your business.
Oh.
I don't like.
Not you, but the person that's asking.
Oh, okay.
I can't do the pregnant sex. It's not recent enough where it's considered we not fucking, but it's recent enough where it's like it ain't your business.
So that means it's less than 2 months ago.
No, more than 2 months ago.
Okay, so that means you and a girl have been talking more than 2 months, right?
No, like, we really feeling each other out.
Okay. Okay. But so
at
for
one
you,
point we feeling each other out some years back, right?
Mm-hmm.
We stopped. Now she refilling, right? And then she knew about my son. And then she just asked me, you have how many kids you have? And I said, 2. I got a girl. And I know the next question going to be, well, how old is she? And I'm going to say 4 months. I might stretch it out to like 5, you know, because she'd be 5 months next week. But, yeah, that's what she's going to be like. That's like, shut up. We was in this for the casuals anyway.
I can't believe this is a thing now. Let me tell you, y'all the first people to actually say fuck buddies as the casuals. Like, this is the first time I've ever heard that. So I like the tone of it, but it's giving excuse.
So you don't got like, no, oh, so you don't got no casuals. Fuck buddies.
It's not an excuse. Like, she don't live in the same town as me.
Brie. Okay. So you saying you don't got no fuck
buddies.
She in the county,
you in the city? Is that the town?
Nah, she like a, she in another state.
See, Brie always try not to answer the question.
She in D.C.? Because, you know, niggas be trying to make it seem like that's so far away. Where she at?
Pennsylvania.
Okay, she close enough. She about an hour and some change.
Right, that's a long time.
Okay. And y'all been talking for how long?
It ain't really talking. We just really started, like, being a little flirtatious and shit.
Okay.
Yeah, I sent my first dick pic last week.
Wow. Let me talk about the dick pics. No, listen, because if a nigga send a dick pic prematurely, that can change the whole tone.
No,
can y'all hear me?
I waited for a request. I never do it without a request. It's always. All right. It's
can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
All right.
So we talking about premature dick sending, wait, premature nudes.
I mean, I only send them if you ask for them.
All right, cool. Cool.
I don't send unsolicited.
Yeah, I don't ever do unsolicited.
Yeah, because you can go from being sexy as shit to being real creepy, sending a premature dick pic.
Oh, I mean, guys do that. I used to. Then I was like, I came to a realization that was like sexual assault.
Damn, okay. I used to call
guys,
it
you gotta stop doing it, right?
I used to call it getting straight to the point, but then I realized the point go away. So it's like,
it do go away. And all it does is just go right to the group. So, he be like, why does nigga send me his dick?
But like, guess what? Sometimes it helps when you get that friend request out of nowhere.
I mean, right. Yep. The home girl.
Mm-hmm. You crazy.
Mm-hmm.
She ain't no home girl at all if she do some shit like that.
I mean, you don't do it. Right. She be like, I know it was too early, but it's still big, though. So you don't got no fuck buddies, Bri. That's what you were saying.
I'm chilling, Ty. I'm chilling. That's what we going
see.
Say.
You always try to avoid the question.
I'm not. I'm chilling.
You ain't never had a fuck buddy before. Oh, I forgot you. You've been in a relationship since you was like 12, so it don't.
I'm chilling.
You was basically married.
Loving basketball.
Yeah, it was giving love of basketball.
You just got out here.
Yeah. I'm stepping though. I ain't stepping heavy, but I'm stepping. I'm walking. You feel me? Head up, chin up.
You better hurry up, walk fast, cross that motherfucker crosswalk. You better get out the street. Yeah.
That's how dicks is coming.
Like, yeah, coming they out. Coming. They right. They hit you. They hit you. You better check that. Better make sure them lights.
Hey, yo, cry.
Don't get hit out here, Bri. That's all I'm saying. Don't get hit. Don't get hit.
You funny as shit. All right, Joel.
Hey, Mel. So, you know, the moral of the story is hurry pussies matter.
Hurry pussies matter. Have fun tonight. You feel me? Get your life tonight. Have a good time. And, you know, let us know. We looking forward to your story.
I mean, it's like, it's only like 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. What you got to do? What you got to do today?
Me?
Yeah.
I go back to work and then I might have a little company. But that's it.
See?
Uh-oh,
All right. Don't get hit, bro. Don't get hit. You're going to wind up pregnant. Don't get pregnant.
Oh, fuck no.
Dave, you know, already know what you're doing, yeah.
Oh, he's taking care of daughter. No, he's going to probably be napping because you're going to get some rest. But then you a night owl. So, damn.
Guess
what,
Bri? You don't know Ned, nigga. You didn't even catch what I said, did you?
No, I didn't. What you mean?
Nair.
Hey yo, cause of the hair on the coochie.
You about to get that off tonight, and you about to know Ned, nigga, tonight.
Hey yo, I'm not playing.
You about to go bald eagle.
Hey, you stupid as shit.
About to have that baby bird pussy. That's what pussy looked like. Just wax, like uncooked chicken skin.
Y'all look, y'all got bald.
It be a little darker, then it be shiny as fuck.
Then it had those little, you know,
little bumps.
Yeah, the little.
Oh, no. Nah,
unfried
chicken. But the good bumps.
You got the bumps. I'm about to say, you got to say, which bumps? Which bumps?
No, we ain't talking about the Captain Crunches.
Like Kanye lip bump.
No.
It can't look like a lip bump. If you got a lip bump on your other lip.
It's like goosebumps. Like goosebumps.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the best way to describe it.
Yeah.
I can't believe that we were talking about Harry Pussy for like 30 minutes.
We really were. We really was. And then y'all wasn't even saying how y'all like the pricklies. Y'all like, what do you say, the drink cheek? The drink cheek.
It's a 5 o'clock shadow.
Yeah.
Yo, Kanye went on Tucker Carlson. He trying to run for president again, bro. Y'all voting for Kanye?
I would vote for Kanye. I would love Kanye as a president.
Hell no. He'll get us killed.
Hell no. He'll push the nuclear button so fast.
All
I don't see why we can't push the button. He'd be worse than Trump. I'd rather have Trump before Kanye.
I'd rather have Kanye. But Trump wasn't bad, though. I actually like Trump.
Kanye gonna be using the Secret Service to spy on Kim and shit. Like, we don't
see,
got
that's
time for that.
That's straight that we go by personalities over politics, because we don't even know Kanye game plan. We just like,
He can't be the second black president, bro. He can't be the second black president. I mean, you know what? I wouldn't mind. I think he'd get the money back.
But they said we couldn't have a first tie, so I think he could be the second.
But the first was a real nigga that actually earned that shit and did some like this nigga just.
And then here comes Donald Trump.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Donald Trump opened up possibility.
Yeah.
But
you don't even gotta know what the fuck you talking about to be.
But he still presented a game plan. Like, I ain't heard shit coming. I got burnt.
The game plan was to be racist and build a wall.
Look, I got burnt by Barack, to be honest. I'm not voting for nobody because I like him no more. That nigga burnt this too. People just like saying it because they like him. That's the weird part about politics. People don't debate the politics; they debate the person. Like,
well, people do that. People do that as far as anybody. You gonna debate the person you like. You feel what I'm saying? If you like somebody, you don't give a fuck about what they like. You just like them because you like them. So it's certain things you going.
But this is the business of actual action. Like this ain't the business for that. Like I got this. Like you know they play heartstrings. I got a cousin who got all the sense in the world, but boy, she think Barack did something. I'd be like, he ain't do nothing for us. He called Baltimore kids thugs on national TV and he took it down.
I mean, he couldn't be too black the first go round, bro. He couldn't be too black. That's why I think Kanye plan is the total opposite of a politician. I think he try and go in telling all the shit that you don't want to hear or that wild shit to say and then get in there and change up. Be like, yo, we giving all the slaves money.
But it's a difference between being too black and not being black.
Yeah,
that man black. Come on, yeah, we're not about to say he's not black.
Yo, he smoked Newport.
I think that he is just.
I'm talking about his politics.
Why? Because he what? Wore a MAGA hat? Is that why you're saying that?
No, I'm saying Barack when he said he couldn't be too black. I'm saying he it's one thing to be too black, but to not be black at all is a different story.
Barack wasn't black. He wasn't giving. I'm not black at all.
What'd he do that gave black?
Look, Dave, man, yo, we can't, they, none of the presidents gave us money, yo. None of the presidents gave us money.
I want to say this. This is where I do feel like Trump exposed Barack. Say what you want about that nigga, but the people that he was for, he found a way to look out, even if he went against legislation and they had to fix it back later. Like, Trump, Barack was the LGBTQ president.
So, Dave, you're a Republican.
I'm not a Republican.
You're a Republican. You sound like a Republican now.
No, I sound like a person that got a person with an opinion. Like I don't let everybody decide for me. And that's what the political party is. It's like you automatically this because you're that. Like I'm not saying I'm Republican. I'm not saying I'm Democrat. I'm saying I would vote for
you. Like you know he's not from here, huh? You one of them.
No, I'm just because I'm black.
Did you check his likeness? Did you check his license?
All right, but you vote for a nigga just because you black and they take against a Democrat. I'm just saying that this how bad it was. I didn't vote the last time.
I only voted. That's the first time and last time I voted. The first Obama term.
Right. And all I did it was before because he was black. If you'd have asked me to debate his politics, I would have been telling you shit.
I was like, yo, he's smooth. He's smooth. He was our best president, but you just got the political pyramid scheme in the background going on. He just had to follow the rules.
All of them do. There is no best or worst president. They all follow the same fucking rules.
They follow whatever is going on in the world. Yeah, I agree.
Whatever they want to do.
The only nigga that might have followed his own rules was Trump because he was an arrogant billionaire. And I'm going to tell you one thing. They cut all his fucking social media all over the place when he about to run his mouth about some shit.
Yeah, I know, right?
He about to say something.
I told y'all they killed Mike. They killed Martin Luther. He just going, he might blurt it out.
He was going to say something because they ain't stopped from saying shit else for 4 years.
Yo, imagine Kanye and Trump fucking debate.
Now, I would,
oh yo, that God. Shit.
That would be amazing.
Now, I would pay to see that.
Yo, Trump, Kanye, he's did it to Kim. Kim Kardashian.
But I'm not purposely voting for a nigga that's literally mentally ill.
Everybody mentally ill.
No, I ain't talking that cute everybody shit. That nigga is diagnosed.
I don't know. I vote Kanye because I think it could be very good or it could be very bad. But whatever. That's like 50-50 chance. We might get like $1 million a piece or he might just push the button and bomb fucking China. And there we go. Evil or. Let's go ahead. Let's do it.
Yeah, I ain't trying to be no slave in China.
You know,
they're coming.
I'm an adrenaline junkie. Let's go.
Fuck that. Now we all get a free pair of shoes every month. That's different.
Yep.
But it's like, nah, that nigga be done said some wild. That nigga be done turned Asian on us. That nigga crazy. I don't know what.
Bree, what you in there about to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
Who, me?
On the rock.
She don't got nothing in the refrigerator but water and fruit.
What if he run for president and Candace Owens as vice president?
No, you know what I really want to see? I want to see Rob DeSantis and Tulsi Gabbard. I want to like an extremely equal like kind of presidency. We should have a Democrat or and a Republican. Like that should be president and vice president.
So, yeah, but that's like saying a blood and crip.
I mean, yeah, that is true, right? But you gotta keep your enemies close.
But they're not enemies; they all together.
No, they daily enemies.
Okay, you want to believe that all you want. Remember how we thought Bush was the enemy, and then when we hated Trump more, now we got Bush with Barack talking about.
No, that's why I'm. That's how I'm looking at it. I don't know if they really are, but I think they are because they just hate each other.
They all the same. When it come down to their agenda, they all on the same page. It's like not liking your coworker. You still got work to do. The work won't be the same. You can hate your coworker all you want, but if your job is to make burgers, you're going to make that motherfucking burger.
I just want to see Kanye and Trump debate.
I would pay to see that.
I would too.
You know, his wife is hot. I mean, he just going to say some wild shit.
And I would like McCain there just, what's the old nigga name that's the president now? Biden. I would like him there just because how pissed off he'll get. That nigga said, your son smoked crack. He said, shut the hell up. And everybody blamed him. Like, why would you lose your cool like that? You ain't what the nigga just said to
him? Yeah, he's funny.
Cleon had a Make America Great Again hat, but it was back when. Remember, we thought that shit was a joke? Like, niggas thought it was no way in the world Trump was going to win. And it was before he started saying the crazy shit. Niggas just like, that's a cool little hat. Not realizing this nigga about to be going off soon. Because niggas thought that was a joke. Like, Donald Trump running for president? Shit. I'm running next year.
Yeah, that's what everybody was saying.
Kanye. That's what made Kanye so like, ooh, let me do it. Let me see if I can do it. Because Trump did it, right? Don't y'all feel like that?
Well, before that, when people was wanting Iraq to be the president for some reason.
I can go for Iraq president, bro. I can go for Iraq president. Because he can beat up the other world leaders. Like, I think we need a strong president. We need somebody that can fight in there.
It can't be a woman.
Hey, yo, stop playing with women like that.
It ain't about that. It's about how the world view women. They will view us as weak with a fucking female leader. It's other countries that we gotta abide by and go by this shit too. And they not a
MMA fighter.
Give us a couple years. We gonna have a woman president. Come on now.
She gotta be an MMA fighter.
And guess what? In a couple of years, they're gonna bring war to us too. Because that's the main thing they're gonna think we weak. It ain't about
We might get a badass woman as the president. Like, come on now, y'all. You know women is feeding
her
motherfucking masculine ass energy.
I could go for a woman.
But
we can have a badass woman president.
This is back to America thinking everything about running America. There are other places that not go for that shit, and we're gonna have to prove ourselves.
Yo, what if she like fucking superwoman
or
something?
You keep using the word she, and that's all that matters.
Hey, Dave, I thought I liked you, yo. I'm sorry.
I know.
See, the thing is this. You're looking from the lens of here. I'm looking from the lens of the bigger lens.
Most okay, Dave. Still, all right. Yo, we get it, yo. You still part of He-Man, Woman Hater Club. All right. We got it.
Whatever. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I ain't okay, gonna
all right. When they grab the most for the pool ass and say we all got to fight a war, you laugh then.
I would be drop kicking niggas, man.
Because they're coming for us. We're going to all get our ass beat.
I can shoot. I ain't going, bro.
You think a woman can't drop a bomb? You don't think she can drop a bomb?
Yo, I take a tough ass MMA lady.
A black woman can cut you off and you not even know that you cut her off, nigga.
All that shit sound cute. So
she gotta be able to fight.
Look,
as long as she can fight.
We got bad bitches that can fight. What we talking about?
I know, that's what I'm saying. As long as she fight, she can fight. I think she got a chance.
Yeah.
Do you know America be owing niggas money that don't appreciate that kind of shit? Like,
a lot of women is in a bag and know about money. Come on now. Think about it. Black women are leading the month.
Remember how we talk about speaking from logic and emotion? This is an emotional conversation right now.
I don't know why you lie how real you were every time.
I'm not getting emotional. This sounds emotional.
You know how many countries it is that still don't...
Yeah, can we agree to disagree that...
That black women are the best?
No, that Dave hates black women. All right, we just...
No, we ain't doing that.
Dave hate women.
I will not be bullied.
You will have all the black women listening like, he must be gay.
And in the same breath, y'all defend gay men. Let's talk about that. But if I punch a gay man, I mean, I ain't shit. But if you call me gay,
it's a hate crime. It's a hate crime.
Call me gay is an offense. Like, it ain't that. Because I like female politics. I like whoever do the job the best. But what I'm saying is how other places are viewers, and we're gonna have to back this shit up. We're gonna be in 8 wars.
I mean, we already got a woman vice president.
That's right, and she's a black woman. She black.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but
no, she was black while she was running. What's she doing now? Back 8.
Yo, hey, yo.
And she got y'all good. Y'all dumbass was away. Fucking Chuck Taylor's to work that big at all. I think y'all had one. She sent y'all kids right back to jail. Fuck with y'all. What the last time she did?
No, they just. They just released all the
reason why people got Juneteenth off and shit. I thought she was the reason for that.
Look at you, just worry about working. Did you work?
I think she's the reason for Juneteenth.
That shit not a paid holiday.
You think so?
It is though. People offer that shit.
Did you get paid this year for Juneteenth?
I didn't, because you know I'm an entrepreneur. No,
it probably
I didn't.
It ain't going into effect till never.
You stupid.
She already said out her mouth she ain't got no interest in doing shit that specifically benefit black people.
But they did just release all the people for like nonviolent marijuana crimes, and they asked the states to like be easy on the marijuana, because you know that's they was locking people up for years over marijuana. They just did that.
Well, let's help people that always follow the fucking rules. How about that?
That's nice.
Let's help people that actually follow the fucking rules.
They let all those guys
follow the rules.
And you know what else too? That's prejudice on y'all end and racist, because that ain't no specific. Why crime always gotta be specifically black? When it's crime, it's that benefit black people. I said black people.
All right, so you hate black people, you hate black women.
No.
Yo, underneath Dave, you're a white guy. Real?
Yeah, that's what I told you.
No, actually, y'all were, because y'all automatically associated crime with black people. I just spoke opposite. I said crime was not specifically towards black people. Y'all said, oh, it helped black people when they release niggas from jail, because you know black people be in jail.
We know that,
but that's not specifically for black people. White niggas in jail too for that shit.
But of course, it's more of us. Then
all lives matter.
He went real Republican today. All right, yo.
This is how smart I know y'all are. Y'all don't even believe what y'all saying. Y'all ain't get me with that. I'm not even gonna respond to that shit. Y'all ain't get me with that. Y'all over there, nothing.
Nobody respond. No, you know you wanna respond.
Yeah. No, y'all like, let's get dang.
I try to tell you, don't fall for Bree questions, bro. You keep falling for her questions.
Ty, he wanna say something so bad. He like, no, I'm not even gonna say it.
No,
I ain't saying that, because y'all are literally take the shit I'm saying and make it not what I said. So why would I do that?
Oh, okay.
Y'all sound more white than me, because y'all said, oh, they did something to release people from jail. That's for black people. Like, no, nigga. I'm not putting that all on the fucking black people.
It is. It's a lot of black people in jail, Dave.
Who else was it for though, Dave?
Who else was it for?
People that committed crimes that was small.
Wow. All right. You got that, Dave. We're going to get you had it, all right?
Yeah. Ain't going to let me have Dave. Shit. No. Let y'all think all black people go to jail. Thank you. That's what y'all said, not me.
We got
nothing
to
say. I said that lady did nothing specifically for black people. She said she's not going to do it. Y'all said, what about me from jail?
Hey, that she put in. She reversed the bill that she had. The bill that she started that put black people in jail the first time.
Oh, so let's double back. And y'all back when she became the president, vice president. Oh, yeah. Condoleezza, a black woman, whatever the fuck that bitch name is. A black woman is vice president. Yay. And then you said, she used to send black people to jail, though. But it don't matter because she's a black woman.
Yeah.
That's what you said, yeah. Bri. Medusa. I don't know if I called you Medusa.
Wait, you said that's what I said?
Yeah, you said that. You said, yeah, because we got a black female vice president. Yay. And then you said, because she had a law that sent niggas to jail, you know. But it don't matter because we got to wear Chuck Taylors to work.
Oh, my God.
They had them girl. They had grown women dress up like the little black girl that was the first one to go to a black school with the little. They had grown women dress like the little first black girl in school and shit. The little Chuck Taylors and shit.
Oh yeah, I remember that. Now that you say that shit, you right. People was dressed like that. What was that about though? Why was that a thing?
Because it was marketing to get y'all to vote for. It was like y'all make America great again.
Wow.
They targeted low black key. Women for the votes. They was like. Because niggas always in jail and can't vote. So what we gonna do is we're gonna get a vice president, black vice president.
All right, so did you mean that or did you not mean that? You didn't mean that? All right.
What?
Yeah. Dave hate black people.
No, I hate politicians.
You hate
I definitely hate politicians. I think it's all a scam.
So why
Cause Nancy,
all I said was it was a scam, and y'all said you hate black people.
No, we just had to fuck with you, Dave.
We was fucking with you, Dave. We was going
I know because y'all too smart to say the opposite of what I said. I know you went to Mervo.
Mervo tough up there now.
I said before they killed niggas, but
yeah, Mervo tough now.
Mm-hmm. I heard you guys have a C average to go there now.
Yo, not a C average.
My father went to Maryville and shit.
And look where you at now.
What high school you go to, Dave?
Walbrook.
You're a successful baby father.
Walbrook. You was in the trenches, baby.
Mm-hmm.
We are successful baby fathers, Dave.
I went to school where you had to have a metal detector.
Hey, yo, you stupid tie. you say what, Dave?
I went to school where you had to have a metal detector.
Wow.
So when you went to Lake?
Walbrook.
Well,
bro. Oh yeah, we ain't had metal detectors yet.
You had cops. You had cops.
Yeah, they probably. Everybody had cops. Well, yeah, they definitely do now. Probably.
I had cops in my school, and I was
in
the.
You went to Lake Clifford?
No, I went to Kingsville.
I went to Kingsville for 1 year.
Let me ask you a question: why you had to go to Willow? Like, why I get Willow on bitches? That's what I'm getting.
You said police in the school. I thought Willow.
No, but like all high schools have like at least one police officer in there.
No, yeah. I was talking about the ones that I'm talking about the reinforcement police.
The ones that need it.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
My school ain't need it.
I know. I went.
Dave's school had a substation down there. They got police substations. They was in there. They was in there doing first 48. They had the interrogation room. Who up, bro?
You can't have my candy bar, girl. Damn.
I love kids, bro. I miss the babies. When you going to pop your uterus up, Bree? What you doing?
I'm too busy watching everybody else's kids. I'm not having. I'm,
you
I'm
almost 30. You don't feel in a rush to get it. Yeah, you don't feel in a rush to have
children. I sure don't. I'm in the sweet bliss of watching other people's kids and don't have to worry about my own. So, no.
Do you? Do your homegirl? Do your homegirls got kids?
I got one friend that has a kid.
Okay, so you got yourself in the right circle. Yeah, no. Yeah, she tried. She don't want the pregnant vibe.
Nope, not at all. None of my closest friends have kids. No, none of us.
Damn, what are y'all here doing?
We chilling.
Oh, okay.
You know how you niggas, when y'all be like, we'll be like, oh, what's up? What's going on with y'all? Like, oh, nah, I'm just chilling. You know, that's what we do. We chilling.
That mean that we don't got enough money to take you out, but we still want some.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And in girls language, that's just me like, nigga, I'm doing me. I don't have time for this shit. That's it. Feel me? Oh, y'all don't like that.
you're a he-man. Man hater, bro.
Yes, you are. I love it. I love that.
You always talk about shit or talk about niggas bad on your podcast. I heard
no,
it.
I do not. I talk about niggas in a great light.
You don't hell think? No.
For real?
Not maybe in public, but not in person with your homegirls. I think all women talk shit about us.
No, we don't. Yo, I be trying to advocate women to do better as far as wanting a relationship. I feel like women don't speak it good enough, to be honest. I don't. When it comes to y'all, like, they might say to their homegirls what they want in a man, but when it comes to y'all, I feel like they don't say it, like, in a loving way.
Oh.
I don't.
That's because you don't got no babies. If you had a baby, your whole attitude would change.
For me?
Yep.
No.
Oh. You're really hate man, then.
No.
That's fucked up, Ty. That's because you be saying fucked up shit online too, Ty.
Yo, it's the Facebook. I'm not that person. I'm not that person who is on social media. I'm a totally different person.
Oh, gosh.
But Dave, do you know that, though? Do you know he is totally different than what he presents himself to be?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know. I'm trying to tell you, I'm just, like, now starting to know that.
That he's a homosexual?
I didn't know he was this whole different person.
Yo,
what he say? What you say?
He called me gay.
That's a deal.
Yeah, a little bit.
What? No, ain't no fucking little bit, Bree. What the fuck are you talking about? Fuck a little bit.
That's funny as shit. A little bit.
Right. Fuck yeah.
No, I'm Ty's cool, though. I know Ty's smart as shit, and he's a little bit of an evil genius.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like he got that complex, you know, as he all little, he just Bree, I want you to do this, Bree, I'm trying to tell you, Bree, and he do all that, so you don't really be listening, because he all little, and...
Yeah, he remind me of the brain, the little mouse.
Yes, oh my, that's a perfect example of who he is, he's the brain. You don't pay him no fucking mind, but he talking some good shit.
But how are we going to take over the world today, pinkies?
Yes. And when you finally sit and listen to your ass, you're like, oh, why? That nigga really, he's spitting. That nigga's right. spitting. He's spitting. So, yeah. We love you, Ty.
Except I'm like a little gay. Man, fuck y'all. Don't try. Switch it up now.
that was Bree.
I only said what Dave was thinking. That's
fucked up.
I only
now you go, man. You gonna put it on?
yo, y'all so fucking funny.
Thank you. Y'all don't understand. I'm not even a comedian, but it is the biggest compliment to have somebody say I'm funny. Real,
you know, I like funny girls.
What y'all feel?
Yeah,
I'd rather date a funny girl than like a Instagram model.
Movie. When a girl laughs and she snorks, I'd be like, yeah, I just made a bust a nut.
Facts.
It's called a laughgasm.
That's
no, facts. not by laughing at a joke. No, I'm talking about like telling a joke. Like a woman that can make me laugh.
I like the laughter too. But yeah, a woman that can tell a joke, hell yeah. I'd be like, you're gonna get a reward for that.
Oh, mm-hmm. I like that. That's good.
Remember my corny jokes? You wanna hear another corny joke?
Yes, please.
Okay. Who's Spider-Man's favorite rapper?
Let me think. Spider-Man's favorite rapper. Is it a rapper that we would know? Like, not like no Ice Ice Baby type rapper.
Right. Yeah.
His favorite rapper. I don't know what. 21 Savage?
Webby.
Why? Oh, that's a good one. Damn, I didn't even think about that. That's a good one. Oh.
What do you call a person that's scared to do online dating?
I don't know. You got me.
Offline.
A chicken tender.
A chicken tender.
That was you try. I get it. But you try because it's tender.
And it's...
Yeah, it's like yeah. That one ain't go over too good.
but guess what,
Bri had that. Yeah, because you got it's tender. Oh, that's because Bri not on Tinder. She on Bumble.
Yeah, it was me, Dave. You gotta do another one. That was me.
Well, guess what? I'm gonna tell you something about doing crowds, right?
Okay.
It has worked on crowds, but it's sure sometimes it'd be two people that don't like it, but it's actually worked for me a lot of times.
He's like, first of all, you didn't laugh, but crowds love it.
You know, she's been Look, he got bad over the joke. She been laughing at your bad. Jokes all day.
It don't matter, nigga. I'm spoiled now. Hey, Ty.
How you
going to be like that, baby? No, because guess what you laughed at earlier, Ty? Hey, Ty. Hey, Bree. Hey, Ty. I'm going to tell you a joke I told her earlier she laughed at, and you gonna not laugh at. You ready?
Oh, yeah. All right. Go
knock,
ahead.
Knock.
Who's that?
Cal.
Cal who?
Moo.
But that's funny.
Yeah, she laughed again. That shit, man.
No,
too.
But that is funny.
That's below me, yo. That's like awful. That's the worst joke I ever told.
But that's
funny.
I like that. No.
All right. What's a ninja's favorite drink?
A ninja's favorite
T.I. drink. Nope. What's you know, water.
That was
what's
good.
What's
I'm so mad at y'all right now.
No, I said this joke to Dave earlier, but you got
what's up?
You ready? You ready to joke? Ty, you ready?
Yeah, do it.
All right. What does a DJ call his son?
I don't know.
Every.
I'm laughing because the effort. Like she made the shit out of that noise, yo.
She made the shit out that noise.
Did you practice that? Did
I loved it. Every.
In my mind, you do your hand with it too.
You got to. Every.
Everett.
Yeah.